We are the nation's number one radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. Welcome to the show. If you're joining us right now, you're most welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. This show usually starts at 5 a.m. every weekday, Monday through Friday. And we've started a conversation around the strike action by labor since that time, 5 a.m. till this very moment. And we'll continue later on the show. We'll be speaking with our correspondents from Abuja and in Port Harcourt. We have the labor in Lagos to talk to us as well. But quickly, let's talk to former President, Trade Union Congress, Peter Isella. He joins us via Zoom this morning. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. So you can watch. I am Sheriff. Mr. Peter Isella, good morning to you and thank you for joining us.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
It's always good to have you here. Let's begin by your assessment of the entire scenario right from the beginning to this very moment. Do you think that the entire engagement between labor and the government had been handled well? Do you think the engagement has been okay by standards of negotiation?
Well, I think it could have been done better. It could have been done better because the rules of engagement, I don't think, was properly followed. And then what one was expected from, especially from the government side, because at the beginning, government had the ball in its court. Government enjoyed across the board support. Even when government announced that, okay, subsidy is gone, and you know, this labor couldn't really muster that will to go against it because labor ordinarily listen to the streets, you know. So the popular opinion was, let's try something new. We've been saying no to subsidy all these years and we are where we are. So let's just start something new. So for that, labor couldn't muster as much. If you notice, there are condemnation of subsidy removal was not as stringent as one would have expected because labor felt the popular will of the people is one, let's try something new. Secondly, you have a new president, so let's give you benefit of a doubt. And also, let's look at the president's honeymoon period because the honeymoon period is the first 100 days. So if I was in the shoes of the president, what I would have done is instantly after announcing that you are taking away subsidy, the broadcast he made in the last couple of days would have come up maybe a week after making that announcement. And then you now set various timelines, and this is when things start rolling out. I appreciate the president also considered that in his speech, that this would have come up earlier than it's coming up now. So because of that coming up late, you can even notice that Labour's assessment is that go back to 500 and something. Labour is not saying go back to 195. So if it was in the past, Labour would say, okay, let's go back to 195. But Labour is simply saying, let's go back to that 500 and something that was in place in the past. Which means technically Labour has agreed that, oh, subsidy has been removed. Technically, Labour has agreed that subsidy has been removed. So let's come and talk. That's the issue right now. But I think the federal government would have done a little bit more.
Mr. Sella, I want us to track back a little bit to sometime during the latter stages of Buhari's administration. Buhari first announced that they were going to remove that subsidy. And there was this 18-month space for things to have been put in place by officials of the Buhari government and labor. But it appeared that nobody really planned, nobody really thought that they needed to sit down and discuss this thing about palliatives, about, you know, strategy to implement this subsidy until President Tinubu on his inauguration day now made a pronouncement. That's when we are now coming together to say that we want, I mean, if you know any better, if you have contrary information, please share. You know, was there anything like a committee during Buhari's government that involved all stakeholders when he was talking about subsidy removal at that time?
Yes, there was meetings going on. The meetings were informal, meeting between the president of TUC, president of Pengasen, president of NSC, and various stakeholders were having those meetings. And I'm aware of that. Those meetings were always held majorly in the evenings. But suddenly the meeting too crashed, and then the Buhari administration decided, oh, they were not going to take away subsidy. And then they did nothing. That's also where I sympathize with the current president.
Hmm.
Because what was the current president is more like somebody walking into a boo-boo trap.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then why I also say he didn't help himself was that he should have expected all of this. There was nothing on the ground that this is what subsidy and what was going to be like.
Hmm.
The first thing in my head was I expected President Buhari to do heavy lifting. Politics all over the world is about getting power.
Hmm.
As you heard Buhari spokesman saying they didn't take away the subsidy because they felt if they do it, they would lose the election.
Yes, he said so. Mm-hmm.
He said so. So after winning the election, then you do the heavy lifting. So that the next president, who is also incidentally from your party, will now, whatever errors that was made by you, he will now have to go ahead and correct it. So what is happening to the current administration right now is that they are making the errors and they are correcting it. So that will be a lot more challenging for the current president. But again, he asked for the job, so he has been hired for the job, so he has to do the job.
Exactly. And that is what one of the things that Labour is saying, that some of the things that the president said on Monday night were not far-reaching, and so they will go ahead with their planned protest today. Do you agree with Labour that some of the things that the president outlined in his speech are not exactly far-reaching? Because Labour is saying people are crying for something to happen right now. That some of the things highlighted in the speech are not something or things that would likely happen right now to assuage the sufferings of the people.
To some extent, yes, I will agree with them. And then the other aspect you also need to look at is in one of my interviews, I said the government made a mistake in allowing Labour to issue an ultimatum.
Hmm.
It was very difficult for the president of NSC. Now, after issuing that ultimatum, because the ultimatum was a central working committee. Let me also explain to viewers how Labour functions.
Okay.
First of all, problem is brought, if there's a challenge, it's brought to the caucus of the president. That's the president, vice president, general secretary. And if it's beyond them, they now go to the central working committee. The central working committee is of president and general secretaries of affiliate unions. In the NSC, you may have up to about 40 affiliate unions.
Hmm.
And in the TUC, maybe about 22 affiliate unions. So they now have that meeting. And once they've agreed that this is the way to go, they will now issue. Sometimes the TUC, they will have to go back to the National Executive Council, which comprises 36 states, chairman and secretary, including Federal Capital Territory. So in the TUC, you have president, general secretaries of affiliate union, 26. And then you have National Administrative Council members. And then you have Central Working Committee all now coming together to be known as National Executive Council, which means mobilization of the 36 states will now have to take place and a decision is reached. So once that has been, once that communique has been issued, it's going to be very tough for the president of the president to go out and say, okay, fine, we are stopping it here. Except there must be something very, very concrete. And then powers have been given to the president to say, okay, whenever you see XYZ, each benchmark has been reached, you can go ahead and suspend whatever protest you want to do. So that's the current challenges that they are facing right now. And that's why they have to go on protest. Just like the IG said, I think it is the right of Nigerian Labour Congress to protest. But I also think that it should be done within the law. And the police should also provide security for NSC while conducting that protest to ensure it is not hijacked.
Mr. Sele, one of the things I noticed when I had this conversation with the people at 5 a.m. this morning is that lack of trust, lack of belief in the labor movement in Nigeria. Quite a number of people feel that NLC will sell out at the end of the day. NLC, labor in general now, are all after their pocket. At some point, it seemed that labor movement lost the people's trust. Labor movement lost the people's support. I don't know what happened, but perhaps you can shed light, you know, on this, Mr. Sele. Why do you think people don't have that belief anymore? You know, before now, you see when Labour calls for any action, everybody is behind Labour. But right now, quite a number of people are quite indifferent, skeptical. Some can't even be bothered.
I think it has to do with the inability of Labour to reinvent itself. You know, everybody's getting so used to we want banging the table or we want to go on strike. But one other thing, that's one, labor need to reinvent itself. Then another aspect is that people's lack of understanding of how labor works. Now, how when you don't have the understanding of how labor works, I'll give you an example. At a particular time, Adam Oshomole was leading protests, mm-hmm. strikes, and what have you. Mm-hmm. There was a particular meeting whereby even the now said, okay, we are not going on any protests, we're not going on strike. Mm-hmm. And Adams has to now do what they call zona protest. That was telling that we also the labor also have its own internal mechanism. If you notice what is happening now, this is mainly driven by Nigeria Labor Congress.
That's right.
In my days, we have NSC, TUC. They will be at sync. And then the mobilization will be effective. But you are not hearing from TUC in all of this. TUC have no issue. You've not seen the president of TUC. And the president of TUC, the last time, even had a meeting with the government while the NSC was.
That's right.
So what you have now, there's also that schism among both.
You're a former president of TUC. Are you disappointed or you're impressed?
I'm not disappointed with what the TUC is doing right now. Because one of the things people don't know is that within the TUC fraternity is also this feeling that we are all, they are equally tired of every time we discuss subsidy. Take, for example, if you are talking about this is petrol, so which comes under the constituent. Pengasin is in charge of driving situation. This is where TUC runs. Pengasin drives this process.
Yeah.
Because Pengasin is that industry, so Pengasin will do a report to TUC. And Pengasin's position is that this subsidy should have been gone long ago, even when I was president. So what the, and fortunately or unfortunately, the current president of TUC is also president of Pengasin. Same thing happened when I was there. So he has to walk the fine line of balancing it. Because most times people say when you do a national protest or a national strike, there are so many forces that are involved. And sometimes people get so, even leaders get tired and say, oh, fine, can we just forget about this and face our main cause? So whether people, somebody is going to say labor sold out because there's perception to it. It's a matter of perception. In other parts of the world where we even borrow this culture of activism, when you go on protest, you go on strike, you don't hear people say somebody sold out or what have you. The issue is that when you put a demand, you must come to the table and negotiate. So when labor leaders are now saying, okay, this warrants us to sit down and have a conversation, people will say they have sold out. Because what we are after is that it's either we have it or we destroy it. No, that's not how labor leaders must function. We must negotiate. And the word compromise, Nigerians have now added another meaning to the word compromise. When you hear the word compromise, it means you have taken money. Meanwhile, in our homes, to even live with our wives and our children, we make some compromises.
Every day.
So what labor is also trying to do is that labor also need to make some compromises. Because a negotiation, if I say I want 1 naira, and I say it's either you give me 1 naira or nothing, then it's not a negotiation. It's not.
Mr. Saleh, let's also look at another twin issue to this issue of compromises, which is, of course, the negotiation that you have mentioned. Currently, negotiation is ongoing. It's happening. It still took place yesterday. Some have said it's too late now. Some have said that, look, since the negotiations are ongoing, why still proceed on the strike action? What's your position on this?
Now, that's a tough one because the president needs to walk that fine line. And what you have now is you only have the Nigerian Labour Congress threatening this protest. The Trade Union Congress still believes that negotiation should still be on and they should be able to extract commitment from the government. Whether we like it or not, the president's speech has also affected how things will pan out today. You will have people within the leadership who will say, fine, let's give the president the benefit of a doubt. And there are people who will say, let's march on. And then there are also people who will also feel that this thing, what you just told me now about selling out, who will be afraid of not being labeled in that direction, who will also say, we have to go all out for it. But in my own training, we always thought that we were taught that when you are going to protest or you want to strike, where is the emergency exit? Because for every strike or protest you must carry out, you must have an emergency exit. If every plan fails, how do you get out of this? So I'm hoping that they actually have that emergency exit. And the outcome of the protest today will determine how the next couple of days will look like. In my case, we always have the 80% threshold. If you want to go on protest or a strike, and the voting has to be minimum. That is the way I do mine, although they say majority. But if I don't get 80% of the vote for a strike, I would not embark on such a strike or a protest. So I hope they have an emergency exit in all of them.
Right. Mr. Peter Sele, please stay with us. We have the NLC in Lagos joining us right now. Comrade Ismail Adejumo joins us. He's a spokesman for the NLC in Lagos. Comrade, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's quickly jump right into it, comrade. You are live on the radio right now.
Good morning, my comrade.
It's good to have you here, sir. How is the protest panning out? And where are you right now?
Right now, we are at the Kedah Under Bridge, our main convergence point for this mass protest rally, taking off from here to the State House of Assembly and probably to the Governor's Office, where we lay our charter of demand to government as organized labor. And I can also inform you, right here, we have the leadership of Nigerian Labor Congress from the National Secretariat, led by two or three national presidents of affiliate unions and some national officers. We also have on ground the leadership of the Nigerian Trade Union Congress and two strike organizations, NGOs, and an ally body of NLC who are passionately joining this struggle for liberation for Nigerians. Yeah, we are ready and we are good to go.
Comrade, please correct me if I'm wrong. This is just a protest march. You're going to proceed from where you are right now and end up at the government house?
Yeah.
Please confirm that.
We are marching here. It's a peaceful protest.
Okay.
We are marching, displaying all our demand to billboards, banners, and a lot of media outlets are here. Who are accompanying us, interview are being granted to hear our views so that Nigerians can speak louder to the organized labor. And we are marching down straight to the State House of Assembly to lay our charter of demand,
okay.
Our complaint,
okay.
What the workers and the Nigerian masses are demanding from the government. Vis-a-vis this subsidy removal and other anti-masses policy that are really, you know, triple our economy and make Nigerians to suffocate. So we are demanding that Nigerians, the government should let Nigerians breathe, actually let have a breath.
Comrade, one last area I want us to touch on is that your protest march does not stop anybody from moving around. It does not stop businesses from opening up. It does not impede on people's means of livelihood. Please confirm that.
Yes, thank you very much. We are rally stated. This is a peaceful protest rally.
Okay.
That comprises of organized labor, the two labor centers in Nigeria, the Nigerian Labor Congress and the Trade Union Congress.
Okay.
And all civil society organizations and allied bodies. We are only protesting and we are not, constituting hindrance to lawful Nigerians who are going about their normal businesses.
All right.
Even as I speak with you right now, there are people of traffic around the Kedah Under Bridge here.
Okay.
People organize themselves peacefully. They want to demonstrate their anger and their bitterness over what the policy of government has brought to them in terms of daily survival. People are really suffering and we are not disturbing the people who are embarking on their daily business, who are not in the public or private sector of the economy, but they are doing their business. The MSME people are doing their business. We are not disturbing them.
Okay.
But we urge them to join us because we are all doing the same together.
Okay.
So that is the concern of the things.
And lastly, please confirm, you have police protection, yes or no?
Quite all right. As I speak now, men of the Nigerian police and other security agencies are around here. They are peacefully organized. They are guiding against any possible hijack from Udlom. And that is why we urge all our members, both NLC and TUC, to make sure that all affiliate members who are participating in this protest are properly kitted. They are on their uniform and with their ID card. In case of hoodlums and hijackers who might want to take advantage of this protest rally.
Right.
So we are organized and we are not part of any So security are fully on ground. And as I speak, some are still just coming.
Okay.
To the people get protect like orderliness and peaceful conduct of business activities around the area here.
Comrade Adejumo, thank you for speaking with us on Nigeria Info this morning.
Thank you.
And
I hope you join us at the secretariat where we lay our shutout.
And I may not be able to join you, comrade. Eh? I you know I have to do this one that I'm doing here.
We are only telling government to listen to the yearning and aspiration of Nigerians.
Right,
we have enjoyed the goodwill of Nigerians by coming to government. Any obnoxious or draconian policy that is not bringing about greater happiness to greater number should be immediately reversed. And that's the position of the nation.
Thank you, comrade. Thank you. Thank you for speaking with me this morning. Comrade Ismail Adejumo, the spokesperson for the NLC Lagos here. Mr. Sela, you heard the comrade. What are your thoughts to some of the things that he said?
I think I'm very, very impressed and I'm happy about what he has said, which means Everything is being done in accordance with what labor movement represents. Labor movement is not violent. They are mainly expressing their own rights, the right to protest. And now the protest is taking them, which is normally what happens, take them to the State House of Assembly, which is the institution for making laws, and also to the government house, which is the where the head of executive arm resides, and then they submit their
protest letter.
So once you submit your charter of demand, so hopefully the protest is going very well and it's peaceful and it's not a hindrance to anybody's free movement. So I think I'm impressed with it and I'm happy about it. And I'm happy about the development.
What would you rather hope this result into at the end of the day? This protest by Labour. So the negotiations are ongoing as we have spoken initially, and Labour is still also going on their own protest activities today as well. At the end of the day, how do you think this would pan out?
Yes, you also notice that because of the conversation going on at the table, one of the things we always said, no matter how much the battle is, it's going to be resolved. At the table, because both parties will have to come, sit down, and then agree on whatever, and agree on certain terms, and then somebody is going to talk on it. So what you have now is, I don't think they've escalated it to the protest or the strike. It has been escalated to a situation whereby you call out your pilot engineers. That's where the TUC also comes in. Because if TUC feels that nothing seems to be happening, he also now they are emboldened to now go ahead and say, okay, let's escalate it if government wants to make a mess of the movement, and that includes Sabin Pengasem be part of it, Nupeng be part of it. You're not going to have fuel, and then truck drivers will not move, and so what you have now is still at
Mr. Seller, please hold your thought. Let's head out. Let's take this break. We'll be back in a moment, please. Lagos, you're welcome back to the show, The Morning Crossfire, this Wednesday morning. Let's get started. Let's continue with our conversation this morning. If you're just joining us, we are looking at the Labour's protest today. And we've spoken with the NLC in Lagos, the spokesperson for NLC in Lagos, Comrade Ismail Adejumo. And I also have on the show, right from the beginning to this very moment, Mr. Peter Esele, former president of Trade Union Congress. He joins me. He's been with us since 8 a.m. this morning. Mr. Esele, thank you again for giving us your time this morning. Let me quickly ask you this question as well, on whether this is a bother for you. During your time and back in the day, way back even before your time, nobody, especially politicians, didn't say, you know, that the Labour, NLC, TUC, they are members, they are part of them. We've always had Labour Party in this country. There hasn't been that much emphasis, especially from politicians. The reason I'm saying this is I had the spokesperson for Labour Party, the chief spokesperson for Labour Party on the show some time ago, and he made this assertion, you know, that Labour is part of Labour Party. As NLC, TUC, they are members of the Labour Party. And this made a number of people assume that what Labour is doing right now, not Labour Party now, what Labour is on right now is political. Does that bother you, though?
No, it doesn't bother me. Because the constitution gives everybody the right to belong to a political party.
Very
so
true.
When you have NSC, the TUC and NSC actually founded the Labour Party. So the Labour Party was supposed to be the political wing of the Labour movement.
Mm.
Now, let me give you, no matter how we try to spin it,
yeah,
they've always believed that we all belong to a political party. Hmm. It doesn't matter now. Even in my days, every member of the Labour movement is a card-carrying member of a political party.
Hmm.
So even if you have TUC and NSC as an organization being part of Labour Party,
right,
you are going to have a substantial number of people within that movement who are also part of APC, who are also part of PDP. So what we have is that these things are normal. They are normal things. It's just that politicians always want to make a mole, make a mountain out of a molehill.
Hmm.
But that will not for me to disabuse their mind about this, is that you always have a robust debate about whether to proceed on a protest or not. So majority will always have its way, while minority will have its say.
Mr. Esele, my last question to you is whether you feel, because I've also heard this argument from people, analysts as well, that protest has not really changed anything much when you talk about government policies. How would you respond to that, though?
It has. In my time, it has. First, you all know that how government fixes a particular price for petrol. Later, government will back down, reduce it by a certain percentage. We all look at the PIG bill now, which is now the Petroleum Industry Act. That also came out of protests, series of protests from the oil and gas workers union.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also look at the issue of minimum wage from 18,000 naira to 30,000 naira, from 7,500 to 18,000 naira. That also came out of protest. The fact is that the perception is people don't look after the protest. What are we going home with?
Mm.
So most times people forget about all of this. But as the labor movement slogan will always say, Aluta continua. You just have to keep going. You keep walking. No matter what comes, just keep moving. Mm. And that's what the labor movement is all about.
Mm. So, Peter Esele, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning. It's been amazing speaking with you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Peter Esele is a former national president of Trade Union Congress. He joined us live on the show this morning. Lagos, before we go, let's see if we can establish contact with our correspondents across the country. We are going to start from Port Harcourt. That's where we're going to start from. Let's speak with Soibi Oruwari from Port Harcourt this morning. If Soibi is ready to take our call, let's see if we can get him on the telephone lines. In the meantime, I'm just going to see if I can squeeze in one or two calls this morning on the telephone. Let's see who is here with us. Good morning to you. Good morning. Yes, good morning to you. Fine, sir.
Okay, now, what I don't understand is that this labor, whatever protest or strike, where were they when they were, when MFLA was allowing people to go and die on the streets? For the period that MFLA was there playing games with the and toying with the life of Nigerians, they didn't come out. Why are they now coming out to do some kind of a funny type of protest? It's political. They should allow this government, for God's sake, to take a breath. What is it? When it's just 2 months old, they started protest. Why were they? When did they go out against the MFLA?
Hmm.
Why now?
It says, why now? Thank you so much for calling me. Appreciate it. Incidentally, our reporters are most likely reporting on all of our others of our other shows across the country as well. So we couldn't get so he'd be on the show. His line is quite busy, perhaps reporting on other programs on Nigeria Info, perhaps in Abuja or in Kano or something like that. But so he'd be, we know that you're doing what you can do. Lagos, that's our show today. I will be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. I am Sheriff. Have a great day and please stay safe out there. Bye-bye.